This week, Chicago Public Schools started offering in-person learning to a few thousand preschoolers and students with special needs. For some parents, the reopening has brought a sense of relief. They're happy to see their four-year-olds interacting with peers instead of a screen. But for others, the shift has brought disruption. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad and Sarah Karp have been talking to parents and teachers. Adriana starts us out.
On the first day of the CPS school reopening rollout, outside of Vic Early Childhood Center on the south side, parents were thrilled to be dropping off their children. Their kids are among 156 students the center welcomed in two locations that Monday.
I'm excited to get him back in class with all of his friends. He's missed them the entire time. We've been working on him wearing a mask, and he's ready to go back.
It was very hard to keep him, even for an hour, seated on a computer. But, he's going to be fine. I don't have any worries.
3 days after CPS opened its doors to students for the first time since March, many parents say they stand by their decision to send their children back. Catherine Rose has three preschool-age kids at two different elementary schools, Nathaniel Dett and Talcott, both on the west side. At one of her kids' schools, she says, students have been going to the playground each day.
And then they eat lunch in the classroom, and they have a short nap time after lunch.
Up until Monday, Rose says, with three children and two adults at home all day, it felt like her family was on top of each other. Her kids were crabby and depressed at times. Since in-person school started, she has noticed a change.
They're happier. Without a doubt. They come home, they excitedly share stories from school, they're bonding over the shared experience of being in school.
She sympathizes with teachers who fear going back, but she says the risk of small children spreading COVID-19 is low. I am Adriana Cardona-Magigad.
And I'm Sarah Karp. While Rose is happy with her children's experience, she told Adriana that she's worried about staffing issues at Talcott because some teachers are refusing to go into the school. The school district is punishing teachers and staff who refuse to return by blocking them from their virtual classroom and docking their pay. At other schools, some parents were caught off guard when teachers didn't show up this week.
I wasn't expecting it, and I'm mad because if you lack teachers out of the classroom, you're lacking students out of the classroom, too.
Bridget Murphy has a preschooler at Volta Elementary on the north side. She says she didn't think her son would be affected by the shift to in-person learning. He's staying remote, and his teacher also got permission to stay remote. But then she and her son tried logging into music class Tuesday. It's normally a favorite part of the day.
They are singing. There's different tech apps where they're composing music. It is very calming and relaxing. They love it.
The music teacher was locked out, so during music class, her son took a break from school. The number of staff and teachers being given permission to work at home has grown slightly over the last week. The number locked out also has shrunk from 143 to 100. Still, those staff locked out are worried about their students. Teacher Brian Weihauser says on Tuesday, not even a substitute showed up for his students.
Those kids showed up to class, and there wasn't a person there ready to greet them and ready to instruct them.
Weihauser teaches students with profound disabilities who are medically fragile, and all of them are still learning from home. Like other teachers, he says they thrive on routine, which is now interrupted. But school district leaders blame the staff who are not showing up. They say they've been given ample warning that they were expected. They also say that they must set a precedent, as they are expecting about 70,000 additional students to learn in schools starting next month. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.